Untold Tales Channel presents. Mr. Dot. I was leaning against old leather chair. I totally sank into it. I like its touch, and I like its antique character. I was at the attic of wretched, abandoned flat in a city with too many names to be named properly. My nostrils were invaded by musty smell of that house, but I was wondering whether my smell was even mustier. I took off my favorite worn-off bowler hat with two tiny holes in it and began to do what I always did when I was tired of myself. I started talking to myself. That is, to my image reflecting in a dirty window covered with pigeon droppings. Who am I? I asked myself. I know it is cliché. I know that all the freaks talk to themselves. And all the freaks ask such a question. Maybe that's the answer. Maybe no further search is needed. I'm just a freak and I always have been. I undid four giant golden buttons of my long black coat and withdrew my favorite gun. Springfield Model 1817 flintlock. I rotated it slowly in my hands, looking at it from all possible angles. Yes, this is definitely abnormal. It's also cruel and inhuman. Not to distinguish in between blade of grass and 5 years old innocent girl who walks upon it, and a rain of sunshine invigorating both of them, as well as cold-blooded serial killer who is planning his next attack 1,000 miles away from them all. I shouted and had to stop for a while in order to take a deep breath in. What are you looking at? I said to my image. You know it is all true. Don't even pretend otherwise. You are freak. That's all. Only a freak could be at all of those places and much more at the same time, lurking in the shadows, loading slowly one's anachronous weapon and just waiting for the best moment to pull a trigger. Only a freak. Did you hear that? But it's only my job. I just had to do something. Don't even think it exonerates your deeds. I replied to myself. I do not, but if it is a job, then there is a certain pattern involved, right? If I were a real freak, then my actions would be rather random. I said, they are random. You act without any plan. One cell organism, 100 years old man, weather phenomena. You already made a similar list, okay? Everybody understood what you mean. Don't repeat yourself. If I fulfill orders, then I have a pattern and that's it. A pattern of orders fulfillment. And who is placing that orders? Well, I am self-employed, I stated. You place orders for yourself. That's a pure nonsense. Self-employment is also employment. Right. I don't want to engage in such kind of conversation. If you prefer to be called a hitman, then here you are. Objection! I am not a... I didn't manage to finish, cause my image interrupted. A hitman. You are saying you are not a hitman. You, who have so many victims on your list, who enlarges that list every day, each hour, each second, because you have this insane ability to be omnipresent. Even during this conversation, you are at uncountable other places just ready to put an end to something new. You unscrupulous. Everything breathes, spreads into new variations, sets up new colors. How could you? Easy. I've already said something about repetition. Moreover, I am not a hitman, cause I cannot be a hitman.
I beg your pardon?
That would be against the meaning of hitman. A hitman has to receive financial reward for one's malicious deeds, and I do not. Oh, come on. You can't transfer money from you to yourself.
Exactly.
As you see, it is technically and legally excluded. Even if it were not, you would invent another excuse.
I would not.
It's just a fact. What's more, I don't have money. What is another argument?
My image interfered and said.
Right, it screamed. But you can't deny the fact that you are a thief. You take something which previously did not belong to you, and after your action is completed, it ceases to be owned by a due legitimate owner of it.
Why is it so complicated?
I wouldn't agree either.
What? You are not serious.
I am. If I were a thief, I would have to appropriate the goods belonging to someone else. That means, as a result of my illicit actions, the goods of the legitimate owner would be in my possession. What does not happen? In my case, what's lost is lost. And I don't have any benefits from that.
I can't believe it happens.
Right? Then you are a destroyer. Haha, here we are, the destroyer.
Said triumphantly mirror image, and I couldn't have found a good answer to that.
Thankfully, we were honored by a serious guest.
Who are you referring to?
I turned back and saw a tall, handsome man in a black business suit who was holding a silver metal suitcase in his right hand.
Who is asking?
Right. It is not so obvious as it previously was. In the old good times, here you are.
He gave me a white business card with a big name on it. Mr. Death. He knelt down and opened his suitcase displaying large collection of modern weapons. Pistols, grenades, machine guns, knives and scythe. He saw my confusion due to the presence of the last one and said,
"What? I am a little bit sentimental."
I became more and more pale. He noticed it and stated,
"Don't worry. I was just having a lunch break and overheard an interesting conversation, cousin. I just want to talk."
He put away his scythe and took a sandwich, which was hidden beneath the layer of weaponry.
"We are not cousins. We are totally different."
"Yeah? Really? I am more than curious to hear why,"
said Mr. Death, munching his sandwich.
"It was you who protested when my image, that is, when I said that I am a destroyer."
"Of course. That is my sphere of monopoly. I am a little bit touchy about it. But we are partners, cousin."
He smirked warily.
"No, we are not. I am Mr. Dot. Mr. Dot, can you hear that? Not Mr. Death. I just mark the completion of certain process."
"And I finish with what you mark?"
"No, that is, I label as completed also wrong things. The end of earthquake, the end of war, the end of marriage argument, the end of dogs barking."
"Yes. But previously you mark the end of normal relationships in between states, couples, the end of dog's peacefulness."
"I protest."
You might protest, but things are as they are. We are both self-employed individuals who do what has to be done. And we do almost the same thing. Sorry about that.
Mr. Deaf came closer to my chair and patted me on the shoulder.
No, you are wrong. Not each completion means death. I can mark the completion of house building, song, theater performance, or a treaty signature. What doesn't render it dead? On the contrary, they live and are reusable. They can be enjoyed as completed.
Oh, dear cousin. Sooner or later happens what has to happen.
No, not necessarily. The end of something might mean just the end of certain step to something else, bigger and better. Frequently I shot in the air, not at somebody, and without your presence.
I shook off his hand and stood up.
I beg your pardon, but I, Mr. Dot, have an important message to convey to people. I ran off the staircase, opened a heavy door, and got into the street.
I blended well with surroundings. The outfit of all those gentlemen resembled mine. Ladies had small but nice-looking umbrellas, and there were as well a few antique coaches with white horses. But I was on the lookout for someone who would like to listen to me. Here he was, a paper boy. I got to the opposite side of the street.
Only with daily news. Death of the president of Paraguay. Unknown assassin takes lives of three innocent young girls in London. The storm on Atlantic Ocean caused the biggest catastrophe in human history, with 160 people dead.
Boy, look at me. My name is Mr. Dot, and my job is to mark the end of each process. I have to put a dot at the end of each sentence. But it's up to you to decide whether you write a new sentence or not. Do you hear me? You have to write more and more. You can't stop. Please. Don't make any dot the final dot. Always make a new one. Always expand on it.
I heard the whistle of a policeman who was running towards me. I didn't even notice that I kept shaking the poor boy. He must have been frightened to death. I took a quick look at the attic's window of the house which I left just a few minutes ago. Mr. Death was in the window observing everything from above and holding a cup of tea or coffee. He smiled. The policeman forcefully took me away from a boy and handcuffed me. The crowd of passers-by gathered around me.
Always write a new sentence and never let a dot to be the final one.
Keep moving, commanded the policeman. I did as he said, being accompanied by a whisper from the crowd. He is a freak, just another freak.